Hello, Tentative Listener. At Thoughtbot, we believe there is a better way to do our work, and we want to find it and share it with as many people as possible. We're looking for design leaders in our San Francisco, Raleigh, and London studios. While working on products alongside our designers and developers, you'll create a fulfilling work environment, support and grow the design team, and ensure studio success by participating in local business development. Visit thoughtbot.com/jobs to learn more about working at Thoughtbot and to apply.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's fine. I just didn't know if it was the audio was coming in through the computer. The files are in the computer. How was your Friday?
It's going all right.
Yeah.
I don't know what I've done today. It's just sort of... We had a stand-up and I was like, I'm just doing whatever my calendar tells me.
Oh, yeah. So I had like a really busy day today. Like all my time was booked except for like a lonely like half an hour or an hour, which was also booked. Like someone found it and like booked time in it. So I had to block off some time to just kind of have some time. I got a notification saying that my meeting was about to start and I was like, I have a meeting. And then I realized it was just like the block, you know, so it was okay. But I just tricked myself, I guess. How was your week?
It was busy. It was a weird sort of week just because personal reasons I had to like pick up my son from school. So I worked from home a couple days and like left work early to pick him up and then came back home and went back to work. So it was a weird week because of that. I think did all of the normal things that I think we've been talking about. I'm like a broken record at this point because it was like hiring stuff and some very little website stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of it was just hiring.
That's good. Same. I did a lot of recruiting this week. We had a designer come in to do like an office visit, which was fun. It's always nice having new people in the office. It's always good. It's so funny because the design team towards the end of the day, we're all pretty much in the room together and like it's Friday and we all like just get really like silly. So it's really funny because the candidate's trying to wrangle us. We're basically like clients who get really excited about their own idea, which is great. So there's a couple times where we just had to snap out of it and be serious. But that's really hard to do on like the Friday before a long weekend. So I almost brought a beer with me down here, but I didn't have time to grab it. So I'm thinking about drinking a beer right now. Just so you know.
I'm thinking about drinking a beer too.
Is this the future? You just think about beverages?
We'll cheers our beer. Let's think about cheersing our beer.
Do you look in the eyes when you cheers? Is that your MO?
I don't know. Right now, all I can see is my, what is this thing called?
The microphone?
Microphone blocker.
Yeah, that thing. Filter? Like the...
Filter. Yeah, pop filter.
Yeah, there it is. Pop. Okay, well, let me tell you something I learned this week, okay?
What'd you learn? That's a good thing to start off with. What'd you learn?
I learned that it is really helpful to have an event in the works that you're hosting because I find that when I'm reaching out to designers to, like, ask them what they're up to, if they want to work here, and when they say, no, I'm actually not looking currently, I just give them a link and be like, well, come by next month because we're having an event. We're having a meetup.
A meetup?
It's really cool to have that in your back pocket.
Yeah, that is nice when you're reaching out to people
and
want to be friends.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. What did you learn this week?
What did I learn this week? I don't even know.
You learned something.
I don't feel like I came prepared.
You learned that you have to prepare to be asked. What did you learn?
Yeah.
What was an exciting thing that happened to you this week?
So we're wrapping up our quarterly reviews, and it's exciting for me to sort of like do that with each of our design directors because each of our design directors are so amazing, and they get all of this like crazy positive feedback.
Oh my.
And so that was exciting. It was like, oh, of course, each one of them are sort of just like me. And like focus on some of the more critical feedback. They always skip over the positive stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
I think that's a natural like designer, maybe person thing to do, to focus on things to improve rather than like positive reinforcement.
Yeah, what is with that?
I don't know.
I feel like there's just, it's a matter of not having time, enough time to like revel in the positive. It's like, well, let's make this productive here. Like, I'm not going to focus on what I'm doing well. Like, what can I improve? And let's talk about that instead.
I think it feels like there's more actionable things maybe from constructive criticism of like, oh, I'm doing this thing and this thing and I can change it, as opposed to like, I'm doing this thing well already. I should just keep on doing it.
It's good to know what you're doing well too, so you can keep doing those things.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
What was the most exciting part of your week?
I had a really good sales call today. That was exciting. After a proposal, I wrote this one all by myself. It went really well. So that was exciting. Also, I sent a lot of cold emails and I got a lot of responses, which is like awesome. So that was surprising and exciting. And yesterday I had an iced chai latte out of nowhere and it was great. Oh, we also had a really great wrap-up week with a client. We were doing a research project for Form.
You can't pick your whole week. That's the most exciting.
But it was all good stuff.
Pick one. The most.
But they're all different categories. There's food. There's sales. There's recruiting. I mean, I'm just doing all the categories. But we wrapped up a research project that was going on for a month. And it was just great. Oh, it was so good. What a great meeting that was. Said not many people ever. So I'm one of the first, I think, to say that a meeting was really awesome. It was really great because the two designers on the project, Kelly and Grant, they talked to 15 people over the course of 2 weeks. So much information. They showed prototypes. They iterated on the prototypes. They got to the point where it was like really like fine-tuned towards the end. But again, they heard so many things and so many insights, and they were able to distill everything down into just some core pieces. And they relayed this in a very digestible, like easygoing way to the client, and with clear next steps and action items for them. And it just, in general, like everyone walked away feeling like, yes, that happened. And it's, there's definitely an ellipses on this, but everyone felt like they completely understood like what happened the past few weeks. And that was like, great. That was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's not an easy thing to do. No. Whether you're dealing with like any kind of work whatsoever, to sort of distill it down and communicate what you did.
Yeah, absolutely. I've learned over time that it's really important to be able to put in some of your work energy into actually displaying information and actually being able to talk about stuff in a coherent way. Like that in and of itself is like the invisible work that's separate from the actual typing out insights from like making slide decks. It's like to be able to talk about it in a way that makes sense. And that takes time to do. Yeah.
Essentially what you're talking about is doing sales. You're selling your design work is one of the most important things a designer needs to know how to do.
Yeah.
Like you can create the best design or like help create the best product in the world, but if you're not good at selling the work or having people understand the work that you did or why you did it, it's not going to kind of carry forward.
Oh, yeah. So, designers and developers at Thoughtbot, we are part of the sales process, right? And some people are more involved than others. So when I started here 3.5 years ago, I always knew that was something that I could do that absolutely kind of scared me first starting, because I really was never really part of that process. That word sales sounds pretty scary and very loaded, because I'm not like, I don't have a briefcase and I don't want to go door to door and like sell vacuums. Like I've never done it before. So I was like, this is pretty okay. But now fast forward, and even too, I tried to get into the sales process. I've dipped my toe in, you know, maybe like a year and a half ago, but still kind of not really feeling very grounded in it. You know, we did some training around it, but I still feel like I just wasn't there mentally. And now I feel like finally just something, there's been a shift somehow where now I feel like Okay. This kind of makes sense now. Like, it is really like being able to sell your, like, your design work in a way when you're on a project and just talking to people. Like, they're just people who are interested in what you do and you can tell them about it. And for some reason, I don't know where that shift happened, but like, did you ever feel like a kind of a clear, not really necessarily clear, but just like a shift in your way of thinking in terms of selling or just sales in general?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So we have everyone here take an evaluation, which, like, I've told people is sort of like a Myers-Briggs, but for your sales personality.
Yeah.
And that was, reading through that for me was sort of eye-opening, and like some of the ways that I shop for things or buy things, how that affects how I sell things.
Yeah.
I had always considered like the work that I did, project managing and explaining design and explaining design process. Once we started the project, it is sales work, but it's sales work in a different way. Mm-hmm. I guess that for me, I don't know if it was ever one point at which I was like, yes, I've got it. But like once I've closed a few of our projects, that was when I really felt like I sort of got a handle on this thing.
That's great.
But sales is also weird in that, like, that'll happen and then you'll go through a period where you feel like you get to this like really close point and miss the mark and just like not get the job. Mm-hmm. And that happens so often in sales that you have to have like such a get back up again mentality, which is interesting.
Yeah. I think before I wasn't allowing myself the space to necessarily fail. I felt a lot of pressure on myself just from my kind of me internally of just kind of like very skittish around, okay, well, what am I going to write in the proposal? Like, this has to be perfect. Or like even the idea of writing an email was just kind of like really daunting to me because I used to be really particular about my emails and like really streamline my sentences and like make sure that it's as clear as possible and like as few words as possible. And now I don't really do that anymore. And it's really been freeing. But more, I've kind of learned, which is another weird learned skill of how to write emails as if you're just like talking to someone, just letting it flow out of your head and onto the screen. And one factor of why I do that more nowadays is just because I'm so busy. It's not doing me any service to spend an extra 5 minutes like critiquing an email that I'm writing, unless it's, you know, that's within reason, right? But I mean, like, even the smallest emails, I was like, should I say have a good day or like a great weekend? Like, you know, like that kind of detail is so not really helpful, like at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, even as sales is sort of similar of a skill set to build as like design work, it's just the craft of sales is in some of those smaller details. And as you do more of it, you can kind of gloss over them because you've kind of gotten a handle on them. And the same thing with design is like, at least maybe just the way that I learn, basically trying to build something, failing at it, trying to build something again, like trying to build it again in a different way and failing and like just constantly hitting refresh on the browser and learning how to sell projects or sell my design work is some like the same sort of process of like, okay, you know, this person didn't end up moving forward with the design that I thought was best. And why was that? And what can I do better next time? Mm-hmm. Trying to iterate on the way that I approached selling my design work. Yeah. Same thing goes with concrete sales where, okay, like what did I say? How did I show ThoughtBot in a way that wasn't matching, you know, what their hopes and expectations were and what they wanted to get out of a relationship?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And sometimes it's not even about you at all. It's just about something else completely, and that's like out of your control in a way. Especially when they're like, oh, never mind, we're going to move this to like next year instead. And you're just like, smell you later. I'm like, oh, wait, what? What if you did it now? Like, I have no control over your finances. Like, I don't know. But I feel like there's just like the sense of like, keep pushing, keep trying.
Yeah. Should we wrap this up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
This has been Tentative Episode 71.
Yeah.
You, dear listener, can go see the show notes at tentative.fm/71.
You can tweet at us at tentative.fm. You can email us hosts@tentative.fm. You can come by to the Austin office or Boston office and give us high fives.
Yeah. Come to a meetup.
Come to a meetup. You want to promote your meetup?
Sure. We're having a breakfast meetup in the Boston.
Are there breakfast tacos?
No tacos, but you can probably make your own taco if you bring a tortilla. So that's totally doable. June 27th from 8 to 9 in the morning, we're having a speaker come in and talk about design systems. And it's going to be rad. Yeah. She's an expert.
Design systems are all the rage right
now. So much rage, and you can learn about it. So that's what's going to happen. I'll have the meetup link in the show notes.
And if you're not in Boston, you can just fly to Boston for that one meetup.
Right. And that's up to you. That's not on us. Rate us on iTunes. Think about the most exciting thing that happened to you this week and then rate it 5 stars, but rate us 5 stars.
Yep. 5 stars all around.
Yeah, yeah, totally. That's all we got.
That's all, folks.
Goodbye.
This podcast was brought to you by Thoughtbot. Join our team dedicated to creating products people love to use. With open positions at our studios in Boston, New York, San Francisco, Austin, London, and Raleigh, come discover a better way to work.